Welcome to episode 51 of Life with Mehdi. This episode will share the results of our first series of fall range tests comparing our 2018 Model 3 to our 2020 Model Y, and more updates to the voice commands list. Recently, I started doing some fall range tests with the Model 3 and the Model Y. Same route as before, similar conditions as before, except for, of course, temperature. 53 miles round trip between my house in St. Peters, Missouri, and exit 193 in Warrenton, Missouri on I-70. Again, we're driving at 70 miles an hour. Common weather conditions are no precipitation and dry roads. Rain or a wet road surface are known to impact range. Winds are always less than 10 miles an hour, and for these tests, between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Now, how we set up the car. No chill mode, normal regen. For spring and summer tests, we set the HVAC to 70 degrees to engage the air conditioner, and 75 degrees for fall and winter tests to use the resistive heater in our 2018 Model 3 and the heat pump in the 2020 Model Y. We take advantage of basic autopilot and on-demand lane changes when necessary to maintain safety and speed. We set our tires to 42 PSI. We charge the day prior to at least 80%. We leave the car unplugged, allowing the battery pack to get cold. To start our test, we remotely turn on the HVAC, and once the target temperature is reached, we start the test. Here are the results when compared to the earlier tests we did at 75 degrees Fahrenheit. For the 2018 long-range rear-wheel drive Model 3 with aero covers on, at 36 degrees, we reached 292 watt-hours per mile, a range reduction of nearly 25%. That equates to a 115.4 MPGe rating, 3.4 miles per kilowatt hour, and an estimated range with a 74 kilowatt hour battery pack of 252 miles. At 28 degrees, which we did just yesterday at 4 a.m. in the morning, 311 watt hours per mile, a further range reduction of 6%. That's 108.4 MPGe, 3.2 miles per kilowatt hour, and an estimated range of 237 miles. What we're seeing here is the effect the resistive heater has on the Model 3. As soon as that resistive heater starts getting used, you're dropping range by at least 20%. In this case, at 36 degrees, nearly 25. At 28 degrees Fahrenheit, we see that further range reduction. That is more the effect lower temperatures have on the battery pack, not on the heater. Now let's compare this to the 2020 long-range all-wheel drive Model Y with Gemini covers on and the heat pump. At 36 degrees Fahrenheit, we reached 294 watt-hours per mile, a range reduction of nearly 12%. That's 114.6 MPGe, 3.4 miles per kilowatt-hour, and an estimated range of 252 miles. Now notice, at 36 degrees, the Model Y and the 2018 long-range rear-wheel drive Model 3 have the same estimated range. That's how much of an impact the heat pump has. It's amazing the difference. And how is it at 28 degrees? 326 watt-hours per mile, a further range reduction of nearly 10%. That's 103.4 MPGe, 3.1 miles per kilowatt-hour, and an estimated range of 229 miles. At 36 degrees, the effect of the heat pump is striking. However, we do continue to lose range, and that is the effect that colder weather has on the battery pack. I did separately test 2020.40.8, which did include an efficiency improvement on my Model Y. However, the only improvement I've seen is on the estimated range of an additional 10 miles. I've seen no improvement in measured watt-hours per mile, and maybe saw it get a little worse? More testing to confirm that will definitely be needed. I wonder, does this data now give us a hint for what the refreshed Model 3 will really be able to do? If we follow the indications of this data on the Model 3 and the Model Y and the approximate amount of improvement the heat pump provides, which is about 12%, well, let's apply that to a refreshed Model 3. Now, I don't have one. I don't know anybody that has one. This is a projection based on the data that I have on the cars I actually own. At 36 degrees, the 2021 long-range all-wheel drive Model 3 with the new aero covers would roughly be 246 watt-hours per mile. And that would equate to 137 mpge, 4.1 miles per kilowatt hour, and an estimated range of 303 miles. It won't surprise me that it's not too far off, because if you think of the EPA rating for this car, it's 353 miles. That would seem to follow. Then our projection at 28 degrees would be 260 watt-hours per mile, the same efficiency as my Model Y had at 75 degrees Fahrenheit. That would translate to 129.6 mpge, 3.8 miles per kilowatt hour, and an estimated range of 281 miles. So what are the conclusions? The heat pump improves range by at least 12% or more as compared to a resistive heater. At 36 degrees Fahrenheit, efficiency is almost equal between a pre-refreshed Model 3 and the Model Y. And at lower temperatures, range reduction continues at a slightly faster rate for the Model Y due to size and weight. Now, we will do additional testing in winter to prove that out further. This means for me, MIDI the Model Y will be my car of choice for winter road trips. In a future episode, I'll share speed and noise comparisons concerning cabin warm-up. There's some surprises there, too. Coming up next, latest updates to the voice commands list. Are people still finding new commands? Recently, I had to apologize on Twitter. I hadn't been watching the voice commands list. There is a list that gets updated whenever somebody submits a possible new command they've found. And I hadn't been checking for several months. I mean, nobody had been submitting anything since August? Well, lo and behold, when I checked late in October, there were a number of submissions, and here's some of the new commands. Tree. Yes, T-R-E-E. Opens the trunk? It certainly does. Homelink. This will display the Homelink overlay, especially if it gets hidden by the backup camera display. That one's pretty handy. Turn on or off the bedroom lights? This turns on or off the dome lights. Well, maybe this is linked to fireplace mode. Change audio source to phone. This is indicated as a future feature. Beam me up, Scotty. Reduces cabin temperature by 3 degrees. Doesn't really make sense to me. I would think it would increase cabin temperature by 3 degrees if it did anything that lined up with beam me up, Scotty? And finally, set lights to parking. This actually doesn't do anything. It comes up with a special error message, which is kind of strange. Dome lights don't support set to parking. I'm not exactly sure why this one gets a special error message, but it does. At this time, there are 242 submissions. Thank you, Tesla community, for continuing to be interested in the list. And there are now 171 commands that have been identified. I want to give a special thanks to those who recently liked my post. It reminded me that there are a number of people who do use TeslaVoice.glideapp.io. That is the app that gives you the ability to find any command you would like and see what new commands people are finding. Well, that's it for this episode. Always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and I'll talk to you soon.